The Lexington Farmers Market Report on WUKY is brought to you by Kentucky American Water, a member of the National Partnership for Safe Water. Information about the partnership, tap water quality and treatment, water supply sources, and more is included in our annual water quality report. Learn more at KentuckyAMWater.com. Hello and welcome to Kentucky American Water's Lexington Farmers Market Report. Joining us from the Lexington Farmers Market, Josh England. Josh, welcome back to WUKY. What is happening over there at the Lexington Farmers Market?
We're still having a lot of late spring things as we start to move in. We're getting closer to June. We're going to have summer crops here before you know it. But today I wanted to talk about all the different kinds and varieties of peas. There's sugar snap peas and snow peas, something like that you can just mostly eat out of hand or throw into a salad or a stir fry. We're not quite into the hard shell peas yet, like you would think a black-eyed pea, although we do have some farmers that grow those. Those are more of a fall crop. But we also have some shell-out peas, so regular green peas that you take the shell off, the pod, and then you can cook those into a stew or a soup or freeze them. I believe that most Americans don't have that taste or they don't love that texture of just cooking the peas down so much they're basically just a goop, just sort of a popular British version or way to make peas. We tend to, in America, like a fresher flavor. And so if you're using the canned or frozen peas, I always love throwing them into pasta. They're a great way to boost up some extra veggie matter into the pasta, whether that is your box mac and cheese, which is something that I do, or if you're making something more complicated like a primavera, where you're adding a lot of different kinds of springtime veggies into a sauce and then pouring it over something like a rigatoni. But you can also get pasta at the farmer's market too. There are lots of dishes from around the world that do make a very similar thing to hummus. You cook the peas down, you add some roasted garlic, drizzle it with olive oil, maybe some lemon juice, and you make this really delicious spread or dip. It works quite well if you're using a toasty bread as well, which you can get at the market. It can be a great appetizer if you're having people over because it's so flavorful. You can add other toppings too, whether that's red pepper flakes or if you have some people that like feta. It really helps be able to meet a lot of dietary needs.
So this is pretty much the peak time for peas.
Absolutely. The only thing I would say is a lot of spring crops we get back again in the fall, but peas, especially the sugar snap or the snow peas, we typically don't get a second round of those in the fall. So get them while you can.
Josh, thank you so much for coming in and telling us about peas in the Lexington Farmers Market.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you for joining us for the Lexington Farmers Market Report, brought to you by Kentucky American Water. And we'll see you down there at the Lexington Farmers Market, where friends meet. I'm Joe Conkright for WUKY. Are there particular types of peas that are very common to the bluegrass?
Unlike beans, where we have like very definitive, people really love their white half runners in this part of the state, or we love this Roma bean in this part of the state, or Kentucky Wonder in this part of the state, we don't quite have that same tradition with green peas, especially. There's not the whole putting up and saving and preserving them tradition like we have a lot with the green beans. That being said, people do go wild over the kinds that they can just buy at the farmer's market. Ask the vendor that's selling them, the farmer that's selling them, if they are good to be eaten out of hand. So you just rinse them off and eat them, or if they need to be blanched. That means dunked in boiling water real quick, probably for about 30 seconds to a minute, and then put into ice water. That really helps preserve that color. Or if they need to be shelled out. If you don't know, because they can all look very similar in the little pint containers, the farmer will be able to instruct you on how to actually prepare it. Or if you want to do one of those cooking methods and you know that you want to make a stir fry, you can say, is this going to be good for a stir fry? Or if you know you're going to want to make some vegetable soup, is this going to be good for vegetable soup? And they'll be able to tell you.
I know a lot of Asian dishes actually throw in peas for stir fries and things.
It is one of the other main ways that we associate. I think it was probably in the 90s, there were a lot of quick, easy 15-minute meals that said, here, make an Asian stir fry, throw in some sugar snap peas, saute them really quick, and they really do taste delicious, and you don't have to cook them that long. That's the other good thing. You get some teriyaki sauce maybe, chicken that you've grilled up, add some broccoli and peas and carrots and onions. You can make a really quick stir fry.
The process of shelling out peas It's a good activity, especially if you have little kids and stuff. I remember doing it as a kid, and creates another activity to do with your family.
Absolutely. And I think even adults can find it sort of soothing or meditative. Another good thing about shell-out peas is that they have a longer shelf life than what some people might associate, because once that outer pod starts to dry up, the pea in the inside can still be good and be used to cook. You don't want to do it if it has like mold or mildew on it, of course, but you can use those inside peas to make all kinds of different dishes. You might have to cook them longer, but they're still really delicious.